Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The situation with immigrant children being separated from their parents, their families, continues to boil over. President Trump and members of his cabinet defending his policy, continuing to blame Democrats. Meanwhile, we're seeing immigrant children cry out in detention center recording. An audio recording has been released by the news site ProPublica, capturing the sounds of 10 Central American children who were separated from their parents by immigration authorities.
David, this thing goes on. All of the first ladies have gotten together one at a time and condemned all of this. There's no question there may be a law of some kind that is being used to do this. On the other hand, we do know that it's a mess, and the president started it, and he can stop it. And he's getting tremendous blame for it. In the meantime, a lot of other stuff is happening. And with Trump, you always have to keep your eye on the ball, because while this terrible, terrible separation of parents and children is going on, and we can all relate to it. Anybody who has a nephew or a grandson or a granddaughter knows how painful just a few seconds of separation can be for a child. You are seeing the President of the United States doing other things, setting up a separate space force like the Air Force. And these are things that are just happening under the radar. Another one that happened yesterday, David, was that the Supreme Court of the United States came down with what I consider to be one of the most reprehensible decisions, to say that it's okay for states to deprive people of proper voting rights by gerrymandering. I want you to think about this. I want everybody to think about this. We talk about other countries and how their elections are fixed and un-American, and yet we have a Supreme Court of the United States which has come down right now, at least temporarily, because they left some hope that maybe in the future there would be something. But to say, yes, you can arrange your maps in congressional and other elections in such a way that you are going to win. And the Republicans do it in some cases. The Democrats do it in some cases. I don't care. Frankly, it is reprehensible because it is antithetical to the whole concept of American democracy.
To your point of many, many other issues confronting us in the headlines today also, Kim Jong-un, North Korean's leader, arrived in China for a two-day visit. The trip comes as trade war between the U.S. and China is intensifying, says the New York Times, giving him an opening to play one power against the other.
Well, at about 4 o'clock in the morning when I got up, the futures on the stock market were down 400 points. You know, this president is playing with fire here. I do know that this is now looking like a full-scale trade war. He thinks we're going to win it because we have more power in it. But there could be chaos. After all, this is the chaos president, and I think that's what he's counting on. That plus the fact that we have Kim going to China once more, three times. Extraordinary. This is a man who never left his country before. And obviously, the Chinese are in charge of a great deal of this. So if you put the trade war together with all of the other things that are going on between the United States and China and North Korea, if the Chinese tell the North Korean, basically, no deal, don't go ahead with any denuclearization, I think that's going to be the word. There are those people who say China's worried and China has to defend itself. Nah, I suspect China is in charge here.
Let's go to New York, Alan, where it looks like now New York is moving towards legalizing marijuana after the health department came out. Howard Zucker signaled a broad turnaround for the administration. Of course, Governor Cuomo, a second-term Democrat, said recently as last year that marijuana was a gateway drug. How much of this might have to do with his move to the left as well as a financial way to deal with the state budget deficit?
Well, that could be. I suspect it has to do with what you just suggested, and that is that Cynthia Nixon came out for it. They took a look at the polls. They took a look at what people want, and they changed their mind. It's that simple. Now, if Cuomo believes it's a gateway drug, and there are those people who believe it, you would think he would stay with it. But, you know, election becomes more important than philosophy.
Speaking of philosophy, one seemed to share philosophy with the governor was Stephanie Miner, the former Syracuse mayor and top Democratic official, now has announced that she's going to run for governor as an independent.
Well, she's going to get a lot of votes. She won't get enough votes to win, of course, but she'll get a lot of votes. And you have Nixon in the primary against Cuomo. There are a lot of people who think she won't win and that he'll win the primary. But if that happens, then you have a general election in which Nixon will be on the Working Families Party, at least so far, although some people in that party are saying she should get out But if she stays in and Minor comes in and you have a Republican candidate, anything could happen, including the fact that the Republican could win.